themselves. And as long as we look upon joy as something that is outside, we shall never be able to find it at all. Jesus, of course, puts it into immortal words when he says, the kingdom of heaven is within. And almost all the work being done by the mass media around us is to tell us over and over again, day in and day out, that the kingdom of heaven lies without. A good conscience is able to bear very much and is very cheerful in adversities. You can see the divine perversion of the mystic. Not being very cheerful only in prosperity, but being even more cheerful in adversity. And in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will tell Arjuna that one of the salient marks of the illumined man is dukhesh anudvignamanaha sukheshu vigatasprah vitaraga bhayakrodha sthitati muniruchyate. When you become completely established within yourself, when you know that the invincible citadel of security is within you because the Lord is there, there is no catastrophe that can ever shake your calm, shake your confidence, shake your courage, not because you consider yourself as very calm and courageous, but because you know that the source of all joy and security is within you to be drawn upon more and more. Most of us very naturally thank the Lord when he sends us sunshine as he has done today. And most of us find it very difficult to thank the Lord when he sends us cloudy skies, as he has been doing for the last 2 weeks. Now, all of us need joy. And all of us need to be very grateful to the Lord when he gives us joy. But this is where it's difficult to go along with the mystics who say, when he strikes at you, then also receive it with gratitude and go and tell everybody, the Lord loves me so much that he strikes at me. And if he doesn't strike at you and me, we just cannot learn. It used to be one of my saddest questions that I used to ask my grandmother, my spiritual teacher. Why should he strike at me to make me learn? She used to say, you won't learn in any other way. This is a very unfortunate comment on human nature, that without hard blows, none of us is prepared to learn. If it were going to be beer and Skittles all the day, most of us wouldn't get out of kindergarten. And the Lord wants us to be graduates, PhDs, postdoctoral fellows. And he likes spiritually educated people. And the units that he counts is term of blows. And in the language of the Gita again, it depends upon you and me how strong the blow should be and how many times it should be repeated. This is the language of the Gita where it says, the number of units is within your power to limit. If you're a good student, one gentle rap on the knuckle, you say, I'm going to learn, and learn so well that I won't fail again. That is the stuff of which the great mystics are made. And in life, most of us have a certain amount of inborn fortitude. We can take a certain amount.